Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life at Life U. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today I am joined by Mr. Charles Kelly. Hi, welcome.
Hi everyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
So good, so good. He is one of our younger members of Life University in the time span that you've been at the university.
Absolutely.
But honestly, very essential because of the department that you're in.
Yes.
So tell the world, where are you at, Charles?
So I am in the Office of Career Services here at Life University.
Mm-hmm.
This is my fifth week. Right. But I've been doing this this work for 15 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Transitioned from Chicago down here to Atlanta area.
Straight here 5 weeks ago?
No, I wish. No, it was like almost 2 years ago.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, so almost 2 years ago.
How's Atlanta treating you so far?
It's great. I've been coming here as a kid.
Uh-huh.
I went to college in the South in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm familiar with the South, familiar with the area. Oh, yeah. I like it.
That's awesome. I bet you miss the snow.
No, I do not miss the snow. Absolutely not. Although the weather here today is reminding me of home.
Uh-huh. I don't understand why it was so cold this morning.
I don't know. And it's spring. This is the start of spring, actually,
yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Strangely enough.
Well, let's get to business. You mentioned that you have experience with career services. Talk to me about what's the importance of having a good, solid career services institution within a higher education university.
Sure. It services a couple of things. One, it is a service provider for students. Mm-hmm. So it's a way to help students to be able to prepare themselves for their careers. The second part, it brings visibility to the university because of our ability to connect with employers.
Right.
And that's the important piece. Universities want to be connected to employers. Employers want to be connected to universities because they want to recruit the best.
Mm-hmm.
They want to recruit talented individuals. And so that's our goal, to be in the middle, to make sure we make the relationship happen.
That's it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that Life University has done such a great job evolving.
Absolutely.
From different programs that we had from when I was an undergraduate student here. And then I went to the chiropractic program.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, after graduation, took a step back and I just came back. And it's every single time has been a very beautiful evolution to allow students to connect truly with, like you said, those employers, but that career, that vocation and mm-hmm. passion, and being able to put everything that you've been training into action.
Absolutely.
And make a living.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not like making a living.
It's important.
Talk to me about what are some of those, I guess, goals and aspirations of career services right now at the university mm-hmm. that you've learned so far.
So what I've learned so far is that we've been as a part of the institution's fabric,
mm-hmm.
But there's always room to grow.
Yeah.
An institution such as this has evolved for the past 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so our student population changes quarter per quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to make sure that our goal is to make sure that we have the proper resources that are available to our students.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are in need, because they're going to be very busy, because they're going to be active in their academics, active in athletics,
mm-hmm.
Active in their experiential learning.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that we have those resources available, and we want to make sure that we are visible to the community so they know exactly when to step forward for when those opportunities to interact with us come about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a few emails going out not too long ago about career fair coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that career fair. Is it focused for the chiropractic program or for mm-hmm. the undergraduate? Where are we at?
So there are two that are going to be happening. So one is for the undergraduate, which is the career fair and internship fair. So it's career and internship fair.
Wow.
It's mainly focusing more for our undergraduate students.
Mm-hmm.
Career for Life is going to be focusing a lot more on those opportunities for our chiropractic students.
Mm-hmm.
Uniquely enough, they're going to be sort of back-to-back-to-back this year based on timing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great opportunity for students, for employers to be able to have an opportunity to interact with our community,
mm-hmm.
and for our community to interact with the outer community to be able to make opportunities for themselves.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. It's a this will be my first experience.
Yeah.
In the past when I dealt with working with career fairs, high energy,
mm-hmm.
Optimism,
mm-hmm.
you know, some anxiety provoked opportunities to sort of get over those for students, because some students have never been in positions where they had to interact with employers or networking and things like that. And so that's where career services is going to come in and help them along the way. We're going to do some opportunities, some offerings for them prior to the fairs, mm-hmm. so they can have an opportunity to sort of practice, because that's what's going to be important for them to feel comfortable when they're in those environments.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's really important because, like you mentioned, a lot of people go to school, go to college, mm-hmm. and then the face of obstacles, anxiety comes into play.
Yes. Yes.
Because interviewing process and just how to make a resume and how to make a cover letter, all sure. these things. And I think that sets apart the career services here, mm-hmm. because I remember sitting down and building a resume from scratch, absolutely. Building a cover letter from mm-hmm. scratch. And I just sent an email of help. What do I do?
Yeah, yeah.
So what are some of those, how would you advise students that are planning on attending sure. career services, mm-hmm. or career fairs, mm-hmm. better said, to kind of what should they have in their back pocket? What should sure. they be prepared with? What are some key points of a good elevator speech, like selling speech?
Sure, sure. So one of the things that you want to prepare is a resume. Mm-hmm. The way I teach developing resumes mm-hmm. is it can support your elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. A resume is your marketing tool. So it's a place where you're going to put down some of the experiences that you've had, mm-hmm. some of the experiences that you will have, mm-hmm. Clubs that you were a part of, how you were involved in the community, if there were leadership opportunities involved, mm-hmm. how were you a leader if you played sports. So that's important too, because those are skill sets that are used that employers look for to find and separate you from someone else. Because oftentimes we get the question, Charles, how do I separate myself when it comes to this competition piece and mm-hmm. applying for opportunities? It's really within yourself. You don't know what the other person is going to talk about in an interview. You right. just don't. But what you can do is prepare yourself. So a resume is very helpful for that, for developing a marketing tool. Mm-hmm. Your elevator pitch is really focusing more on who are you? How are you going to apply what you're interested in and looking at future goals? Mm-hmm. And then that is designed to develop a conversation with the person that you're talking to. Mm-hmm. Most people, when they think of the elevator speech or pitch, they think of it as this magnificent selling, two seconds of information shared, and it's just going to generate all of this opportunity.
Right.
Well, it's designed more for the conversation to begin. Mm-hmm. Once you're comfortable in identifying who you are and what you want, mm-hmm. it makes it easier for the conversation to happen, because then you become interesting to the person. The person is then asking you questions further along. You should be even more confident to talk about you. Mm-hmm. And if you struggle with that, that's where career services comes into play. So when you mention about help, you needed help.
Yeah.
So help can come in many different forms. It can come in multiple times in which you would interact with us. Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to work with the student immediately when I started here. Mm-hmm. And that student had instant success. Now, I can't just simply say, Charles, great job. Mm-hmm. But what I can say to that student, which I told him, I said, great job. You did all of the hard work. My job was to just help you gain the confidence. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about interviewing. He had an interview. He ended up landing a second interview from it. And he was so excited about the fact that he can share with me, I'm so happy that we had this conversation
right.
because it helped me along the way in this process. So, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. And I think that honestly, having you guys as a resource, it's really important. I love that you mentioned that elevator speech is not just a selling point, is an actual connection point more so
absolutely.
Than anything else. It is that spark of like, oh, I did have this conversation with this one young girl, mm-hmm. and it opens up all array of absolutely. Other conversations
yes.
that you didn't even think they were relatable mm-hmm. or needed for mm-hmm. what you were trying to sell for yourself. But it's all about when building a team. And I guess from when getting hired and as a small business owner, when I'm interviewing people, I'm looking for not just your ability to check these boxes of training, but also, is this going to be a very synchronous, rhythmic connection
sure.
that allows me, because a lot of those skills are teachable,
mm-hmm.
personality, mm-hmm. connection, other pieces to it, your ability to connect with the mission and vision of the company, mm-hmm. that's not teachable, right?
Right, absolutely.
And it's really beautiful that Career Services at Life University is helping students kind of understand that piece.
Absolutely.
Because I think that in this beautiful, very technological world that we have, I've noticed that we've lost that with my younger interviewees. And when I have that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I am strapping in. I am excited for this person.
Absolutely.
And for their growth and for their connection and for their abilities, and also really excited for their evolution. Mm-hmm. Right. So to be able to have that for those students who might not be as comfortable. Heck yeah. Absolutely.
Oh yeah. It's all a journey. Mm-hmm. It's all a process. Every time you experience it, you become better at it. Mm-hmm. When I talk to students looking at their future selves, you're going to be an expert in something the longer that you have the experience in it. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way when you're a student, you're going to mature as a student to be better at what you do. Yeah. When you first come in, it's just, I'm trying to figure out, what is the day-to-day life like for me being here? Once you figure that out, you become a little bit more comfortable. Your confidence rises a little bit more. You actually know where your classes are at. You know how to schedule your life. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is as you transition out of Life University. Mm-hmm. You're going to now have more time to yourself. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be studying as much. You actually are going to find yourself filling your time with other things that you like that makes you more well-rounded.
Yeah.
And that ability to be well-rounded helps transition you into an opportunity to be successful in your workplace.
That's awesome. Yeah. How can I've had a lot of partners and peers in the community send a message, hey, do you know of a good hiree or whatnot? Mm-hmm. How can we like direct them to career services so that they are part of like the career fairs and other and the platform online so that they're listed in there?
So on our site, as an immediate sort of low touch, we have a link that will send employers to our system that we use, which is called Handshake, which is our career management system. This is how this houses our job board, and it's a way that we can communicate with our community internally. That's a sort of a low touch. The thing is, I would also often tell faculty or individuals in the university, if you have a strong connection with someone, make that warm transfer. That's awesome. Because in that way, introduce us to them. Mm-hmm. And then that way, we can sort of introduce ourselves in a different way.
Yeah.
We can sort of walk them through the process because we want to build relationships and connections. Mm-hmm. But if it's just an employer that's just trying to get visibility, there's a place where they can land to then, independently sign themselves up for Handshake, and then we can move forward with that process. The cool thing about identifying really good, solid relationships with employers is that many employers want to offer themselves back to the university. Mm-hmm. So offering information sessions where we can invite students just simply to sit in an audience and learn about the employer.
Yeah.
We need more of that because especially from the earlier stages of a student coming into the program, because they can at least understand that there are real people out there doing the work that they're doing. Mm-hmm. It isn't something make-believe. It's like it's real, so these people can share of themselves. And then it's a way that they can make a connection with someone. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the way I would look at it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Cool. I'm really excited to have had you here. I'm really excited for your journey at Life University. 5 weeks is just a little teeny tiny bit.
And tiny.
Beautiful time frame that we have ahead in our future.
Yes.
So thank you for your drive and your presence and your essence and your knowledge and for bringing it to Life University. We're really appreciative of you.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Have a beautiful rest of your quarter, since now your life is in quarters. And a beautiful rest of your week and your year.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate you. And we'll see you guys on the next episode of Living Life at LifeU. Bye.